At a listening session in Sauk County, Feingold got several rounds of applause from supporters congratulating him for his role in passing the health care reform bill. But a critic of the new law, Wanda Nims of Baraboo, also got applause when she told the senator that socialism and communism won't work in the U.S.
I'm asking you, Senator Feingold, to read again the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Then read in its entirety the Obama health care.
We have to always go back to the Constitution. I always have it with me. It's in the car. I refer to it all the time.
Feingold told Nims he doesn't understand why the accusations about socialized medicine are surfacing now instead of decades ago when Congress passed the nation's first public health care program, Medicare.
And I think you're going to find what you call Obamacare also passes constitutional muster, even with this Supreme Court.
Speaking with reporters before the listening session, Feingold ridiculed the Republican legal challenge to the new law by comparing it to the conservatives' plan for increasing U.S. oil production.
People want to spend their time on litigation, so be it. But, you know, last year a lot of these guys were talking about drill, baby, drill. Now it's sue, baby, sue. That's not what I'm going to be focusing on.
Feingold says he'll be looking for the best ways to implement the new health insurance reforms in a way that he hopes will create more jobs in Wisconsin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.